And here's Oxydol's own Ma Perkins again. The true life story of a woman whose life is the same, whose surroundings are the same, whose problems are the same as those of thousands of other women in the world today. A woman who'd spent all her life taking care of her home, washing and cooking and cleaning and raising her family. And now, her husband's death pitched her head foremost into being the head of the family as well as the mother. And we'll hear her true life story every day at the same time, except Saturday and Sunday. Before we hear from our person today, though, I want to tell you about something else for a minute that will be of vital interest to every housewife listening. About a remarkable new laundry soap discovery that actually makes any other kind of laundry soap old-fashioned and out of date. It's the new, improved Oxydol, spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L, Oxydol. It embodies the latest scientific discovery of the world's greatest soap makers, the Procter & Gamble Company. Whatever soap you've been using in the past, whether it's a granulated soap, a soap flake, or a bar soap, you owe it to yourself to try this new, improved Oxydol. For it makes washing easier, gets the washing done faster, and is safer for colors and fabrics than any other laundry soap now or ever known. Here's what Oxydol will do for you under guarantee of the world's greatest soap maker. Oxydol will wash your clothes 25 to 40% faster, whether you use a tub or the latest improved washing machine. It washes clothes 4 to 5 shades whiter by actual scientific tests than any other soap can do, and absolutely without scrubbing or boiling. And remember that even your best cotton prints and your children's dainty frocks are safe in mild, thick Oxydol suds because it embodies a new discovery which keeps all the fast washing and whitewashing qualities in the soap and leaves all the harshness out. It's safe for colors, safe for fabrics, and yet so kind to your hands that, well, you're simply amazed at its cleansing power. And now, we find Ma Perkins just where we left her yesterday. She's had a quarrel with Evie and refused to help Evie's husband, Willie Fitz, in any way. Told Evie to come home and live with her. And then Evie ran out of the house. And Ma's standing in the little parlor wondering what to do next. Listen.
Ma? Ma, what's happened? Where's Evie?
She's gone, see?
Gone? Ma, what did you say to her?
I heard her crying down here. I wanted her to come back home here with us.
Oh, what are you talking about? You surely don't want Willie Fitz and her and Junior here with us. There wouldn't be room for all of them.
I didn't want Willie Fitz. I just wanted her and Junior.
What do you mean? You wanted her to leave Willie Fitz? But he's her husband, Ma. She couldn't do that.
Well, why not? That's what I'd like to know. Wouldn't be the first time a woman ever left her husband. And she'd be a lot better off here with us than with that no-account scallywag. That's what I told her, too.
Oh, Ma. You didn't. What's Willie done that's so terrible?
He's got himself mixed up so bad with Sam Green that he'll never be able to get out of it. And Evie wanted me to help him, just like I helped him before. It's $1,000 this time. Nowhere I'm going to get those $1,000.
And you wouldn't help him? Oh, Ma, no wonder Evie ran away. You wouldn't help her?
Oh, it ain't that, see, child. I'd do everything I could for Evie. But it ain't Evie that's in bed. It's Willie. Willie Fitz. And I said I wasn't going to help him.
But, Ma, what's going to happen to Evie? Oh, what is it that Willie did?
He forged Sam Grimm's name.
He forged Sam Grimm's name? Oh, Ma. Not Willie. He wouldn't do anything dishonest.
He done it just the same. And now Sam Grimm's aiming to make him pay for it. Or rather, trying to get me to pay for it.
That's why he come to see me at the lumberyard today.
He was figuring that maybe I'd help Willie and give him $1,000.
$1,000? Oh, Ma, whatever are we going to do?
No, he ain't going to do nothing, see? Willie Fitz has made his bid, now just let him lie in it. I ain't got $1,000. There ain't no way of getting it.
What's going to happen to Willie?
Sam Grimm says he's going to send him to jail.
Jail? Oh, Ma, you can't let him do that. You can't let him send Willie to jail. Well, just think how Evie would feel. Just think how terrible it would be for her. Her husband in jail.
I'm thinking she'd be better off without him, say, child.
He's brought her nothing but trouble ever since they've been married.
But now, can't you see? Evie's got to stick by him. You wouldn't want her to do anything else.
I know I don't want her wasting her life on anybody so no-count and worthless as Willie Fitz is. She'll be well rid of him.
Oh, Ma, you can't mean what you're saying. I know just how Evie feels. At a time like this, just when she needs help, to have her own mother turn her down. Oh, Ma, you can't.
Who said anything about turning Evie down? Well, I love her just as much as I ever did. It's her I'm thinking about. Why should she go along tied to anybody like Willie Fitz? What's he ever brought her? What's he ever done for her? That's what I'd like to know. She'd be a lot better off without him.
Oh, Ma, you can't mean that. You simply can't. Why, how do you suppose Paul would have felt if that was the way you acted towards him? If just when you needed him most, you left him.
And a Goshen say, don't be comparing Paul with anybody like Willie Fitz. They ain't a bit alike.
But, Ma, can't you see that Evie feels just the same way about Willie? She wouldn't want to leave him. Can't you realize that?
If I had her back here with us, we could take care of her. Her and a little Willie, too.
You're not fair to her, Ma. You're asking her to desert her husband just when he needs her most. She wouldn't do it, Ma. No woman would do it. You wouldn't do it yourself.
I don't call Willie no husband. It's been me. Me and Pa that have been helping her ever since she's married. All Willie ever did is strut around and talk to me.
I know, Ma, I know. I'm not defending Willie. It's Evie I'm asking you to think of.
I am thinking of her, say, child. Don't I want her back here so that I can take care of her? What I care what happens to that Willie Fitz. Let Sam Green put him in jail.
But, Ma, can't you see what that does to Evie? Will's her husband. She's proud of him.
Nothing in Willie Fitz to be proud of. She'd be better off away from him. Yes, a lot better off.
Wait a minute, Ma.
What does it say?
There's somebody on the porch.
Oh, Evie. Maybe it's Evie coming back.
No, it's not Evie. Oh, it must be John. I hear him unlocking the door. Oh, John.
Ma, say, what's the matter with Evie? I was standing down at the corner in front of the drugstore, and she ran past. And she was crying. What's the matter with her?
Oh, John, they're in terrible trouble, her and Willie.
Good Lord, what's Willie Fitz done, anyhow?
He forged Sam Grimm's name on some papers. That's what he did.
Forged Sam Grimm's name? What?
Yeah, that's what Evie told me, John.
But how did he ever do that? How did he do it?
Evie told me. Sam gave him some stock or something to take over at the bank to owe me in penalty. And Pendleton told Willie that he knowed Sam wanted to sell it. So he made Willie sign Sam's name. And I guess he sold it. And the next day, the stock went up a lot of money. And Sam found out what Willie'd done. And he wanted the difference in the money. About $1,000.
Of all the chump tricks. Well, what's Willie gonna do?
He ain't got any $1,000. Sam Grimm's gonna send him to jail for forgery.
Sam Grimm's gonna send him to jail? But it wasn't Willie's fault, Ma. I can see that. He was just doing what Pendleton told him to do. Didn't get anything out of it.
It's the same. He forged Sam Grimm's name. It's a crime, I guess.
Well, sure it is, but don't blame Willie. If Pendleton told him to do it...
I can see now how Sam Grimm expected to get me in on it. He figured I'd help out Willie and give him the $1,000. And he knows the only way I got to get him $1,000 would be to mortgage the lumberyard down at the bank. Sam Grimm and Ed Pendleton are just trying to get hold of the lumberyard.
Well, what are you going to do, Ma?
What do you mean, John?
Well, you'll have to help Evie out. What are you going to do?
I told you what I was going to do, son. I ain't going to do nothing. If Willie Fitz wants to get himself in Fitz scrapes, it ain't none of my concern, and I ain't going to have it any of my concern. Willie's made his bed, now he can lie in it.
Ma, you've got to help Evie.
Why, of course you do, Ma. You can't let Sam Grimm pull off anything like that. Send in Willie to jail. Why, the very idea.
I ain't going to do nothing for Willie Fitz. I told Evie so, too.
Huh?
That's right, John. She told Evie she wouldn't do anything for Willie.
Why, Ma, you don't mean you'd let Sam Grimm send Willie Fitz to jail. Your own son-in-law.
I don't care what happens to Willie Fitz, son. Let Willie take care of himself. Evie's the only one I'm worried about.
But, Ma, you can't do that. You have to help her. My good Lord, who's going to help the poor kid if you don't? They're in a jam, and you got to help them get straightened out.
Not Willie Fitz. I ain't going to do nothing for him. I told Evie what she could do, and she ought to do it, too. I told her she and Junior could come back here and live. I told her we'd get along.
Ma,
all right.
You want her to leave Willie Fitz?
Of course I do. What'd he ever do for Evie? She's had nothing but grief and heartache ever since she's been married to that worthless no-account Willie Fitz.
Oh, but, Ma, think how Evie's going to feel if Willie's arrested. I'd like to know how you'd feel. Your husband arrested, in jail. I wonder what you'd say.
It'll be bitter for her if she gets away from him.
And think of poor little Junior. His father, a jailbird. How's he going to like that, do you think? And Evie. Why, the poor kid will be all broken up now. Just one more trouble being piled on what she's got already. Why, she'll be ashamed. She won't be able to look at people when she passes them on the street.
She'll be all right if she gets back home here where she belongs. I know she will.
Her husband in jail. Well, that's a fine outlook she's got.
Willie Fitz has got to realize he's got to settle down.
Oh, no, you've got to do something for Evie.
Well, sure you do.
I am doing something for her. I told her what she could do. I told her she and Junior could come back here and live with us.
You think that's helping her, Ma?
Well, I don't know what else is, son. Leastways, she'd have a roof overhead. She never was sure of that with Willie Fitz.
You're not helping her, Ma. You're hurting her. That's all you're doing. You're just hurting her.
John, don't say a thing like that. Why, I wouldn't hurt a hair on one of your heads. You know that.
It's the same you're hurting, Evie.
I'm not, John. I'm doing what's best for her. I thought I was hurting her.
But you are, Ma. That's just what you're doing.
Of course you are, Ma. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Don't you see that Evie's married to Willie? That she's got to stand by him? And you want her to quit?
I wonder what you would have said if your mother had ever come to you and asked you to leave Pa.
I wouldn't have done it. But Pa was different. Pa wasn't no Willie Fitz.
You stuck to him through thick and thin, though, didn't you, Ma? You wouldn't have left him for anything. And yet that's just what you're asking Evie to do. You're asking her to do something that you know deep down in your heart you wouldn't do yourself.
John's right, Ma. Just think if you would ever have done what you're asking Evie to do tonight.
Well, you've got to help her, Ma. We've all got to help her. It's just tough luck that Willie's in another scrape. But we've got to get him out of it. Not for Willie, but for Evie's sake.
Sure, Ma. Ma, you're crying.
But I'm all right, see.
Ma, what is it? What's the matter?
You're right. I've been wrong. Evie's husband and her little boy should be just as much a part of me as she is. Because they're hers.
Well, what are you going to do?
Just going to telephone.
Willie's a mutt getting in anything like that. But we'll have to get him out of it. We can't let Sam Grimm put anybody belonging to the Perkinses in jail.
Of course we can. Hello, operator. Get me 738.
Yeah, that's right, 738.
Ma, you're calling Evie.
Yeah, honey.
Let me talk to her, too, Ma. She probably needs a little cheering up.
We won't talk to her at all, John. We don't want to let on that we know anything about it. Hello? Evie? Is your Ma, Evie? Are you going to be home for a while? Yeah, everything's all right. Your Ma's been wrong, Evie. She's coming over now to help you. Yeah, and help your Willie, too.
And so Ma Perkins has a change of heart at last. Realizes what mothers have found since the world began. That you can't run other people's affairs for them. You can't make them do what you think is best. You've just got to help them. And speaking of help, there's no household job that needs outside help more than washing clothes. Good intentions won't get clothes clean. If you don't use the best soap, well, you just wear yourself out and get a gray, disappointing wash. But suppose every time you washed clothes, they came out fresh and sparkling white, colors unfaded, and everything smelling sweet and fresh and clean. It's almost a joy to do work then when you get the right result. And that's the kind of wash you'll get if you use Oxydol laundry soap. For Oxydol is made a new way, made by Procter & Gamble, to be the world's fastest washing, whitest washing, and safest washing laundry soap. The soap thousands of women are changing to every week. And Ma Perkins will be with us tomorrow afternoon at the same time over the same station when we'll hear what happened in Willie Fitz's house after Ma arrived. Until then, this is Bob Brown saying goodbye. This is the National Broadcasting Company.